Next patient is Linda Lahon. Lahon. Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Lahon is L-A-U-G-H-O-N. L as in Lancy. L-A-U-G-H-O-N. G as in George. Linda Lahon. Date of birth, 2-15-51. Here was it, 6-19-25. Please make a copy for Dr. Ashwin Patel, A-S-H-W-I-N. Ashwin Kumar Patel. A-S-H-W-I-N Kumar Patel. Next, chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis with pneumonia, period. Next, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has had recurrent episodes of bronchitis treated with antibiotics and cough meds. Also was sent for a chest CT on 5/30/25. The chest CT without contrast showed few small bilateral subpleural pulmonary nodules, largest being 7 millimeter in the right middle lobe. There was no consolidation or pleural effusion observed, period. There was a nodular area in the right lateral breast with calcifications, period. The patient has coughing spells and some wheezing, but denies any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She has gained weight and has no significant shortness of breath at rest. Next, paragraph ancestry has included recurrent bronchitis, period, sinus, chronic sinusitis, and history of hyperlipidemia. She has had bilateral cataract surgery. And the history of spinal stimulator. The patient has pulmonary function done on 11/19/20, which showed normal spirometry and lung volumes were slightly low. Next paragraph, let's see, next paragraph, can you please change the spinal surgery? In the past history includes lumbar laminectomy and implant, period. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking. but was exposed to secondhand smoke for many years from her father. And alcohol use rare. Next paragraph, med list include albuterol and halotuprol PRN. Oxybutynin 5 milligrams daily. Tessalon pulse 100 milligrams PRN. Duloxetine 20 milligrams daily. Crestor 5 milligrams daily. And a cough syrup with codeine, period. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother had ALS and prior history of TB. Next, system review. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Then she has cataracts and glaucoma. No hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms or flank pains. Just shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains but has diarrhea. No reflux. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg edema. No depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and she has joint and muscle stiffness. No. And she has skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is a richly built elderly white female with alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, clubbing of purple edema. Blood pressure is 138/80. Pulse 92, respirations are 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 158, saturation 97. HGNT is normal, cyanotic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Heart the heart sounds regular, similar to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions of edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis chronic bronchitis period. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3, bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 4, chronic back pain. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And the next paragraph plan. Patient will get a CBC, CMP, IgE level, and a complete pulmonary function study period. Freedom sent for AFB and gram stain and culture. She also will have blood sent for a quantiferon test. And she will continue using Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TIDPRN and use albuterol inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications above. And a follow-up is that here in approximately 4 weeks, to which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ashwin Kumar Patel. Ashwin, A-S-H-W-I-N Kumar Patel. Thank you.